This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Check your pockets. Look inside the couch cushions and underneath the seats of your car. Welcome to Front Range Spare Change. Here's Dustin and Clayton.
Clayton, we tried to deliver it to the people last week, and that last game was probably one of the worst beats we'll take, I would think. We might have got a little lucky earlier in the day, so maybe it evens itself out, but we could have been on to something last week.
Yeah, that one stung. Let's remember to put the Cal Bears in our back pocket and never bring them out again.
I mean, three touchdowns, first three possessions, and then they don't score another point.
We needed one more touchdown, and I think they had 148 minutes to do it and did not.
That's wild.
Disturbing.
But anyway, so 6-3. 7-2 just sounds so much better than 6-3.
Yeah, it really does. That's playoff. 7-2, that's playoff ball. 6-3, we're still on the bubble.
Yeah, we're still scratching a little bit. But that brings us to 26-22, so back up there, getting closer to the range we want to be at. I'll call that a successful week. We do that each and every time. I'll take it.
Yeah, that's running pretty well. I'll take that for sure. This week, we start off with an absolute gem. did we win the CSU game last week?
No. We took the under. Their team total per usual. And a couple late ones got us in the second half there.
Oh, my goodness. These guys are killing me. They're killing me.
I'm going to play it anyway.
Yeah. We've got another Friday night game. This is Fresno State -6.5 visiting Fort Collins. Total is 47.5. It's 7 p.m. This little bit of an opposite sort of game. CSU 1-4, as we know, and Fresno State is 5-1, 2-0 in Mountain West play. I don't know. You tell me. What do you think of this one?
I try not to think about this team at all, to be honest with you.
That's good advice right there.
We just get them wrong. It's a tough scene in Fort Collins right now. I do like Matt Mummy. I like the up-tempo thing. I don't think that's the actual way for them to win ball games effectively. But for my personal view of it, I actually enjoy it. And I think if they're going to be into a system and actually be productive, this is the way to do it. I just don't think that they have the players to do that.
Yeah, it's one of those scenarios where you've got a coach in a system that has recruited players for his system, and then you have to change the agenda, and maybe you just don't have all the pieces. But it's been a very, very tough year over there in Fort Collins. And you bring in a team like Fresno State, who has a pretty good record, but they have just not been very impressive at all. They've won some very close games against Nevada, field goal game last week. Against Hawaii, they barely eke out the win, 23-21. They've handled Southern, FCS school. Oregon State, who is not a very good team, they had a 10-point win. I don't know exactly what to make of these guys, and I certainly don't know what to make of CSU.
I don't know either. So this is the part of college football that I love and I kind of hate at the same time. So we obviously focus on, basically the same six teams each week, but their opponent is always the hardest to break down because we have an idea of what our six teams want to do. But stylistic-wise, when things kind of go back and forth here, you can't really use last week's example or 2 weeks ago's example. It's really hard to read because, to be perfectly honest, like a lot of these teams aren't very good.
Yeah. Well, and take a look at the bigger landscape of things. How about UCLA Penn State last week?
Right.
nobody in their right mind predicted that. And somehow or another, UCLA pulls off the upset of the year.
Right. So it's just I love all of the chaos that ensues. And honestly, college athletics, bring it all on the same thing and on the basketball side of things too. But I don't know. I really don't know what to do. I personally don't think Fresno is as good as their record.
That's a given, guaranteed, yeah. Right? But can CSU win it?
I don't know, but I feel like this is their chance to kind of give their trajectory of the season. I almost thought that last week, but I really do think it's this week. Now you have a high quality opponent coming in here. I think this being a home game, that if they just lay a flat egg here, I don't see them even like being relevant to anything the rest of the year. I think that they all just mail it in, hope that they, you know, have a scholarship at the end of this and kind of go that route. So I'm interested in this, but I think we found a winner here, and it's not a side, it's not a team, it's not a total. It is something.
This is exciting. I can guarantee you that. Yeah. But what can you tell me about the kicking game, Irby?
I think they're both pretty good. And this is where we are. So we are going to go over 2.5 field goals made in this game by both teams. Reasoning behind that is I actually think the defenses are okay. Fresno's a little bit better than CSU, obviously. CSU is creeping the wrong direction. But we're back home, altitude, stuff them at the 20 a couple times. Hopefully, I mean, we've gotten to the point with these games and CSU in particular that it's almost a given that we're going to lose every week. So we might as well have a fun one in here. And I actually think this has a very realistic outcome here at +105 for that over 2.5 field goals here.
Well, let's be honest to our legions of followers and listeners out there. And by the way, hit us up on the on X at @FRSpareChange. But we stewed over this game and we passed it up and we thought about it and then we passed it up and then we finally came back to it and said, well, we got to play something. So we dug deep, deep into the app and found over 2.5 field goals. But I think it's got a real chance.
I do too. Full transparency, if this doesn't win this week, next week it's going to be an odd or even bet. And we're going to flip a quarter.
I got a good feeling about even already.
But yeah, I actually do. And these truthfully are two good kickers. We just kind of hope that, you know, we get a couple stalled drives, and I think it's a realistic thing. So we're going to take over 2.5 field goals made by both of these teams to kick ourselves off on Friday night. How else do you not want to root for that?
Wow, that is going to be something. I'm glad we made that play. I have a better option for us, though. It starts at 1:30 on Saturday. This is Iowa State visiting CU. Iowa State is a favorite in this game. They're visiting Boulder. Total is 52.5. This is a 1:30 game. Something that really impressed me last week, Irby, was the CU offense. I really liked what I saw from them. I think they got a little momentum. And I think Ralphie is going to run a little bit too. And it's going to be a scene down there in Boulder.
Maybe Ralphie will bring his friends. I'm with you. I watched the entire game. TCU, as we broke down, is a high-powered offense. And what you saw on the offense is what I saw on the defense. They have improved mightily to me. That it's a gritty squad, that you don't hear too many names, too many flashy things. But CU's defense is starting to really pick up steam. They've now honestly, they've been in every game that they've played in. You know, the TCU, the end of that game certainly helped us out. But they didn't deserve to lose by two touchdowns.
We may have gotten lucky on that one, just maybe. But I was very glad to see it. But I can guarantee you I was licking my chops thinking about CU this week when I was watching them take that loss at TCU. Oh, and by the way, you know, last week on the program, I said that CU was going down to Dallas to play TCU. And apparently it's a little offensive if you say that TCU plays in Dallas. It's close enough. It's Fort Worth. But anyway, I just wanted to apologize to the listeners. It get a little testy.
Don't they call it the Dallas-Fort Worth area?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Dallas-Fort Worth Airport?
Yeah. But anyway, just don't make that mistake.
Just don't do
I got
it.
Scolded.
Just don't
I didn't
do
appreciate it.
It don't but, do it. Yeah, I'm with you there. I'm on the Buffs. Iowa State is a very gritty team, too. So they're very hard-nosed. They love to run the ball, short slants and outs. A tough football team as well. Neither team incredibly explosive, which leads me to the next play here. We both like under 52.5. I feel like this is a first to 20-24 type ball game is probably going to be the winner here. I'm with you on this Buffs team. I think this is a season defining win here at home. Iowa State is no slouch. That is a very good team. They are predicted to be at the top of the Big 12 by a lot of people. So. But I just think that this team rallies around Coach Prime's health and things, and I think they come ready to play Saturday afternoon here.
I see this being a momentum game. I think CU is going to come out, probably get the lead, and the defense is going to feed on that. Both teams coming off loss, as we know, CU at TCU. But last week the Cyclones stumble at Cincinnati, losing 38-30. It'll be interesting to see how they come back from that. Rocco Beck, their junior quarterback, has really taken care of the ball. 1,400 yards, 9 touchdowns, couple of picks. But CU has something. And Caden Salter looked really pretty decent against that Horned Frog defense. And I like this one. And I like CU on the money line here. I don't think they need points to get this done. I like them, and that's plus 130 money.
Yeah, I like both of those plays there. Iowa State won't give you a ball game, though. So CU will have to earn this one by a lot. So we're gonna need Caden Salter here to continue on that upward trajectory and not turn the ball over, and hope that it's a good, clean game, and I personally think that they have the talent to win that one there.
Yeah, give me both of these plays, CU money line, and then also the under. I think the defenses show up to play. So, next on the docket, we got Nebraska heading out to Maryland to play some football.
Do you think does the corn travel to College Park?
Oh, that's a good question.
We better ask this guy. Yeah.
I don't know who told me this, but I heard one time to get real close to the corn. And this is a big cornfield, kind of like the Field of Dreams. You can hear the corn growing.
I still think
try the, it. I don't know.
End of this.
Maybe
I'm,
just
I want to hear it.
Yeah.
I still have hope that I'm going to hear it. But
sooner or later, we've got to make the trip to Iowa or Nebraska or, you know, even just here locally and just get in a nice quiet cornfield and just sit down and listen to it.
I bet you can hear it. Yeah. I bet you can.
Do they use corn in Old Bay seasoning? That's a good question.
Is corn and crab cakes?
Yeah, it's something like that. Who knows? Who knows? Maryland's a good football team. They're 4-1.
Yeah.
Not bad at all. Nebraska is also 4-1. I think, you know, as closely as we follow Nebraska football, we can see them starting to really get some traction. And they've got some good things going on. Maryland definitely does, too. How about that game last week for them, though, against Washington? It was signed, sealed, and delivered and just yanked out from under them. They take the loss 24-20.
Yeah, this will be a interesting rebound game for them. I like this team. So when I first looked at this, I honestly thought the spread was wrong. I think both of these teams are very evenly matched. Nebraska's defense, obviously, is the passing side of things, I guess I should say, is elite. I'm shocked to see what they're doing on the ground. Like, it's not good.
Yeah, it has to get better, you know, for the black shirts. You know, I mean, you always thought of them of holding everybody to 40 yards on the ground for the game.
Yeah, now it's the opposite. So Maryland does like to throw it a little bit more than they like to run it. But this all the numbers are a little bit off to us. And the best play that we could come up with was the Maryland side of things. I over 2.5 touchdowns, -110. I just think they get in the end zone three times. I'm not comfortable laying the 6.5 or 7 points that are out there. I'm not real comfortable in backing Nebraska after what we saw against Michigan State. I think Michigan State and Maryland are about on par as well as team styles and of a quality opponent. And we saw Michigan State breeze over that total that we gave you. So we're gonna go back to the well here and let's have some crab cakes, huh?
Yeah, why not? Why not? Over 2.5 touchdowns. I like this play for a number of different reasons. Maryland quarterback Malik Washington, he's a freshman, but he's gone for 1257, 9 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. And Nebraska's defense is just porous enough to allow a Maryland team at home who's going to be, you know, as fired up as they probably get. And to see the Nebraska defense throughout the course of this season allow, you know, the points that they have, you know, particularly the 30 points from Michigan and the 27 from Michigan State, their last two games, that gives me pause. And I can't believe that a Maryland team is not at least as good as that Michigan State or possibly even the Michigan team at home. So I like them to score at least 3 touchdowns in this contest.
Yeah, I'm on par with everything you said there. I think that's a good breakdown. Maryland does play at a fairly high pace. So realistically, they should have more opportunities than, you know, a typical Nebraska game will. That's why we're on that side rather than trying to back the Nebraska side of things. I just think that their number's a little bit too high. And I would rather take the less side of things, I guess. It just seems more attainable to get 3 touchdowns than to get 5 touchdowns on the Nebraska side of things. So,
Nebraska plays a really good pass defense, as we know. Maryland is going to have to protect the football. They've got the quarterback that does that and hit some shot plays down the field. Their front is, you know, stingy enough, and they're on the defensive side, and they create enough tackles for loss that Dylan Raiola is going to be in situations where he's going to have to throw it. And I see a Maryland turnover in this game somewhere along the line.
Yeah, that would help the cause an awful lot. I'll root for that. give us Maryland over 2.5 touchdown score. Doesn't matter how they do it. It can be defensive, special teams, offensive, whatever. Get in there 3 times and we'll be happy campers.
Could be blocked a couple of punts and return them for touchdowns. Who knows?
Saw that last week too. So, you know, it is in the realm of possibilities. Yeah. Where are we going next, my friend?
Well, what's the flight plan have in store for us this week?
Well, it's always on offense.
Yeah. That is for sure. That is 100% for sure. Air Force scoring a lot and also giving up a lot. They visit UNLV. They're going to Vegas, baby. Air Force is getting 6.5. Total is 65.5. And that's actually dropped 3 points from opening, which to me is a little bit surprising. Air Force brings a 1-4 record to the table. Tough loss at Navy last week. Really tough. They left everything they had out there on that field. That when those military academies get together, they play as hard as they possibly can.
That was probably the most entertaining game I think I watched.
Yeah, really great game. Great game. And, I mean, we said it last week, but you love the end of it. You know, when they go sing to the crowds, and it's just phenomenal. What an atmosphere.
Yeah, from the uniforms to the atmosphere to the actual play on the field, top to bottom, I thought that was just phenomenal. So, kudos to all that. I look forward to those every year. And they're turning into good football teams and good brands of football. It's not just the, like, 10 to, like, the – field goals of 6, 9, 10, 12 points a game. They're actually very efficient on offense. A lot of them are. Army started it last year. At one point, Army was the top 5 offense in the nation. Now you're seeing it with Navy this year. Obviously, Air Force can put up points. They also give up a ton of points, but we kind of like those teams. The Air Force right now for me is the easiest team to predict because they score and they let a bunch of them in. So you can kind of come up with a game plan here.
Yeah, you certainly can. UNLV is surprisingly to me, very surprisingly, undefeated, 5-0 so far this year. They played Wyoming last week and had it not been for a couple of block punts returned for touchdowns, scoop and score sort of variety, that would have been a tie ball game. They win 31-17. I have not been impressed with UNLV this entire year, and I don't know why they would impress me now. One thing that kind of does impress me is Air Force's ability to score points. And surprisingly, you know, you always think traditional Air Force football that this is going to be triple option style and they're going to get all of their yards and all of their points on the ground. And this is not the case. I've got them as the 60th ranked passing team, which is, you know, light years above where they ordinarily are.
Yeah, 100%. Zarka and Cade Harris is a wonderful combo that they have there. They have a good rushing attack still on the traditional side of things. They have it all kind of figured out there on one side of the ball. My best play here is the Air Force side of things scoring just a lot. I'll take it as high as it'll go. So I originally saw one at 34.5 at +180. I think it's live right now this Tuesday evening. It's 33.5. +155, but I fully expect them to score 35 points here against UNLV. UNLV is bad against the run, and I think if they can't stop the run, then that opens up the play action that they like to do. And I wouldn't be surprised if somehow Air Force can come up with a like 3 or 4 stops period. UNLV could be on a little upset watch here.
To investigate this game a little bit, I was very skeptical of that to begin with, but when I take a look at the Air Force team itself, they've got enough tools to put that sort of, you know, to put those sorts of points on the board. You know, they've proven that. But additionally, I think that UNLV has the opportunity to score really fast and give the ball right back to Air Force to have them, you know, start working, you know, the triple option and the passes over the top again. So I like this. The 33.5 is +155, and that's I'm willing to take that when I have this sort of matchup in front of me.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think this is one of we're going to keep it simple and then basically leave it there. I like the one play, and I'm quite confident in that, and I just hope they score a bunch of points, huh?
Yeah, well, let's go Air Force.
Where are we going next?
Let's go to Laradice. That's my favorite place in the world.
You do like it up there, don't you?
I kind of do. It's not for offensive football, though. San Jose State -1.5 visiting Laradice and the Laramigos at 5 o'clock Saturday. Total here 49.5, and that just did that may as well be a million. I don't know. This game is something else. Wow. What's going on in Laramie?
I don't know. They are turning into a little bit of an enigma, just like CSU is for me, at least, because what I see and what their stats tell me often are two different things. I feel like Wyoming should be better, and they just find a way to be worse at some of the things that I think that they're okay at. And it's back to that same point. Like it's just hard to read each and every week when you're trying to figure out a not so great football team. Pretty much so, Wyoming across the board is around 100th in the country at just about everything. So I don't know. I have seen San Jose State play. I think Egitt and I think Scudero are good players. They tend to put up points through the air, which Wyoming doesn't defend very well. They're okay at it. But I lean the San Jose side of things. Can you talk me off the ledge of that?
I don't think so. You know, I mean, there's just no way around it. San Jose brings in the 17th ranked passing offense. That's pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. You know, their defense is, you know, middle of the packish, but they're facing a Wyoming offense that is not good. I hate to say it, but they just aren't good at all. And last week against UNLV, Wyoming defense, fairly solid. But, you know, two absolute misfires on special teams, giving up, you know, a couple of, you know, scoops and scores. And, you know, how confident were you after that second one that our under last week was going to hold?
Oh, I pretty much wrote it off and stopped paying attention, honestly.
Yeah.
And was pretty surprised when it hit the account with a win label rather than a loss. Yeah,
unbelievable.
They just seen you know, they live similarly to CSU. It just seems like each week they find a different way to lose a game, and it's unfortunate. And this one, I think, I think outright San Jose State is quite a bit better than Wyoming. And Laredice is a very tough place to play. I just think they're going to have a hard time with that passing attack.
San Jose brings, you know, shotgun spread, run and shoot sort of style that gets the ball out quickly. And I see them wearing the corners down. And, you know, it may not happen necessarily in an extended period over the game. However, I see San Jose pretty well, you know, just slowly and methodically just stacking more points on the board and making this thing academic, really. I like San Jose in the first half, minus a half a point. I will take that. I think they're going to lead the entire game. Wyoming's defense has always been good enough to keep it kind of close, but San Jose minus 1.5 for the total as well. I like this also. Wyoming just hasn't shown me enough. They haven't shown me the ability to score points, and they aren't going to keep San Jose off the scoreboard.
Yeah, it's supposed to be nice up in Laredice. We looked at the extended forecast, supposed to be like 67, sunny, some light breeze up there, which is, you know, 10 to 12 miles an hour for them. And if that forecast stays the same, that only helps San Jose State. Do check before you know, kick off on Saturday in case it hails, snows, rains, or whatever it is.
There could be a hurricane up there. You never know in Laramie.
100%. But, yeah, if it stays a sunny day out there and kind of the conditions that we just looked at, San Jose State should handle business there. And as we stated at the beginning of this, we also like the under 49.5. Just for the fact that we just don't think Wyoming can, you know, help that total get there. So give us under 49.5 there. And, it's crazy to say, but it's just turned into our featured game this week.
Yeah. How strange is that? A game that, you know, lacks any sort of firepower, any sort of pizzazz. And, here we are. Give them the old razzle dazzle up in Laramie for a 17-20 victory by San Jose. Wow.
Yeah, I'll take it.
I would too. I may not like it, but I'll take it.
I know. It's a tough year for basically our favorite teams here, friend.
Speaking of our favorite teams, these are our guys, Irby.
This is a bright spot here,
they're
though.
They're back.
This is a very big bright spot. So good. Somewhere over
after a little break.
Oh,
after a little break, coming off the bye week, we get the Bose.
And it is the true late night hammer here.
Yes, finally.
The 10 p.m. game here. We have Hawaii and Utah State. Two actually good teams. This should maybe settle out a little bit of some Mountain West rankings talk. Both of these are probably title contenders at this point, at this moment.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Utah State 3-2, Hawaii 4-2. Utah State lost to Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt's just a good football team.
Yeah.
And they've lost to Texas A&M as well. Those are their two losses on the record. Very understandable losses. Hawaii 4-2 coming off that bye week, like I said. They lost to Arizona. I get that. But then they also lost to Fresno State. And this one is a little bit of a head scratcher. It kind of makes you go, huh, a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know what the Fresno State is a weird one to me. I really honestly don't know if they're okay, if they're bad, if they're good. Their record dictates that they should be okay, but I haven't seen any of them in person. The only thing that I know about them is doesn't Kurt Warner's kid still isn't he still the quarterback there?
Yeah, and you know at that juncture, Micah Alejado was definitely not 100%. That's the Hawaii quarterback that he's exciting. This kid, when he played last at Air Force, that was fun to watch him work.
Yeah, he stirs the drink for that offense. He's very efficient. Typically is a good of a run and shoot quarterback as you can ask for. Doesn't turn the ball over. I think he only had one game. I think it was the Arizona game. He had a couple picks, but once again, good opponent, good defense there. This one's a tough one for me, but when you break everything down and there's clearly one team we want to root for and a good team at that, give us Hawaii this week. Give us on the money line. They're going to win outright. I don't know what a Utah State Aggie is, but I do know what Hawaii brings to the table, and it's just pure enjoyment to us.
Yeah, just looking at some totals here. Passing offense, Utah State 52nd. Passing defense, Hawaii 35th. Passing defense, Utah State 88th. Passing offense, 21st for Hawaii. That run and shoot is starting to fire a little bit. Then rushing defense and rushing offense, kind of a split there. You've got Utah State bringing in really a pretty poor rushing defense, 119th ranked. Hawaii's rushing offense is not any better at 123rd. You've got the rushing offense of Utah State, 94th ranked. Rushing defense, Hawaii, 57th. Hawaii just has a little bit of an edge across the field. So in a game like this, when 1.5 points is the margin, I don't need 1.5 points. You know, I don't think it's going to be 27-28 at the end of the day. I think Hawaii wins this thing by a touchdown myself.
Yeah, I agree. These are two of the top teams in the Mountain West, though. I actually look for it. I will probably stay up and watch all of this or at least attempt to just to try to get my eyes on two good teams that eventually down the road we're going to have to know some things about here. I'm super excited. I think Hawaii is an up-and-comer. I would love to see Hawaii get a win here and challenge the UNLVs and the Boise States of the world. I think that would be a heck of a story that we can look forward to each week here.
Well, they've got some good things going on the island. Alejado is just such a fast processor, and you can see his maturation throughout the course of the year. He's getting better and better and better. His ceiling super high, and I think if I were game planning for him, if I'm a Utah State Aggie DC, I would try to make sure to get him off of his first read. When he sees that first read, he is dynamite and he is spot on. He hits his target. But when he has to go through progressions, that seems to be when he has the most trouble. But they are starting to get the timing right, And this all leads to ball out very fast to first look and 6-7. Those 6-7 yards turn into chunk plays sooner or later.
Yeah, neither one of these teams incredibly explosive. Utah State moved it up and down on Air Force, like obviously everyone else has. So if you threw that one out, they're about a middle of the road offense in general. So I expect some points here. I honestly think Hawaii's defense is going to be the benefactor here. I think that they're going to lead us to the promised land. I'm quite impressed. They keep everything in front of them. Not a whole lot of plays over the top of them. Arizona got a couple on them, but that's a real offense in Arizona too. That Fafita, I think he had 5 touchdown passes last week alone. I'm all in on this. I think this is a good late night game. Hopefully they don't California us. Give me a good feeling at halftime, and I, you know, shut my eyes for a little bit and wake up to unpositive things.
Wake up in a nightmare. That's what it was, but I like the Hawaii defense. They have been, you know, they've kept everything kind of grounded so far. They've kept them in games, but I think this one could be a statement game for Alejandro and, you know, Pofeli Ashlock. I think they are really starting to find a groove. And after bye week, I like them rested. Alejandro is going to be, you know, a little bit less injured, I should say, or maybe he's going to be closer to 100%. And they started to look really good to me. So I like this one. I'm going to be watching this thing live as well. And if I can see Hawaii momentum right out the gate, I am not going to be afraid to pile on this one.
Yeah, I agree there. That concludes us. Let's give a quick rundown here. We have CSU Fresno State over 2.5 field goals made.
Field goals, baby.
Nebraska Maryland over 2.5 touchdowns scored by them. Iowa State and Colorado, we have under 52.5 in the Buffs money line. Air Force UNLV, we have Air Force over 33.5. Don't be afraid there. And then our featured game, San Jose State, Wyoming. Give us San Jose State in the first half by 0.5 point.
Featured game. I guarantee you we are the only program that features this game this week.
No doubt about it. In the entire country here for sure. Then San Jose State -1.5 for the game and under 49.5 there. And then cap it off with our friends way out west with a Hawaii victory and a Hawaii money line to close us out here.
Aloha means goodbye. Let's make some money this week.
We've got to. Last week was good.
Hey, I'll take last week. That was not bad at all.
This
not
week could be better.
You can always do better.
Has
you
potential.
Can always do better. Make sure to check us out at FR Spare Change on X. See if we live tweet anything.
Thanks for listening.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.